My name is Virginia Henry, and today I'm here with Fire Chief Dave Hanneman, who is actually retiring. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
So my first question is, how long have you been a fireman?
Well, I've been a firefighter for 36 years, so I'm in the middle of my 36 years, quite a long time. 1984 is when I started.
Did you always know that you wanted to be a fireman? Was this something you dreamed of as a little kid, or just did it happen kind of by accident?
You know, actually, I knew when I was about 8 years old that I was going to be a firefighter. I grew up in Southern California, and there was a television show called Emergency on, and it was in my county, in L.A. County, where I was at. And once I saw that when I was about eight, I thought, well, that's what I want to do when I grow up. And, you know, I've been so blessed that not everybody can follow their dream when they're a kid and be able to do that. But I've been doing it my whole entire adult life. So it was pretty fortunate to be able to do it.
So what have been some of your favorite things to do in the fire department, and maybe some of the highlights from your long experience?
You know, I got to do about every position in the fire department throughout the four different fire departments that I worked at. I started off as a part-time firefighter in a fire district outside of Boise, Idaho, and it was good to learn. And then when I was with Boise City, I got to be a driver and drive the apparatus, which was super fun and exciting all the time. And you always got to do your job, whether you were going to an automatic alarm or a medical emergency or a big fire. And then I got to be a captain. I was a battalion chief, and that was exciting, as kind of commanding the fires and being in charge of those. I got to be a deputy chief of operations and in management, and I was the fire marshal for the city for a while, so helping with new development, that was good. And then I've been a fire chief for the last 11 years, partly down in California, and the last 5 years here in Idaho Falls. And it's probably been, you know, my time in Idaho Falls has been the best of my 36-year career, because I got to help the department grow and become more efficient and really become leaders in the fire service in Idaho. So that's probably been the most rewarding time.
Okay. That's so interesting that you would say that Idaho Falls has been one of the best highlights. And do you want to expound upon that, upon why it has been?
Well, when I got to Idaho Falls, we had a really good department here, but our department was really kind of the status quo for the last 20 years. And so there hadn't been any new fire stations. We were behind in the amount of ambulances we had available to our community. And so I'm a very driven or a data-driven fire chief, so I used a lot of data to support us expanding. And our fire department actually grew in the last 5 years 26%. We added 28 new positions since I arrived. And that was, we went from 5 ambulances a day to having 8. And we added more firefighters to some of our positions so that we could cover our airport and some of the other stations more efficiently. So we were having a lot of calls that were delayed in responding to. And once I demonstrated the data to our elected officials, they were very supportive in us becoming more efficient. And probably one of the best accomplishments we had as a department is we changed our insurance rating from a class 3 to a class 2. And communities are always rated on their ability for their fire department to respond and their water supply and their dispatch 911 systems. And we were pretty good with a 3, but There's only one other department in our state, NAMPA, that has a 2, and which means when we were re-rated to a 2, everybody's fire insurance was reduced close to 10%. So it was that was a good accomplishment for our city. And the other thing that we did in the last 5 years is our main downtown fire station was in our old city hall that was 87 years old, and the floor started giving way. So I was fortunate enough to come in and use data on where to locate our station. So we were able to build a big new fire station downtown with our administration office. So those two things are probably our biggest accomplishments in the last 5 years.
Yeah, it sounds like you've been able to
see a lot of improvements happen, which is really, really exciting, of course, to be able to participate in that and to really be a driving force behind that. Now, you mentioned that you spent some time in California as a fire chief. So what led you to come back to Idaho or settle here in Idaho?
You know, I had retired from Boise after 25 years in that area, and I had the opportunity to be a fire chief in San Diego County. So I went down there for 6 years. I was going to retire from down there and work at a college down there. Actually, I was offered to be a full-time professor teaching emergency management and fire science at a university down there. And then and I also currently teach for Idaho State University and have done that for about a dozen years. And one of my students actually told me about the opportunity in Idaho Falls, and I had really missed Idaho. I still have a lot of my family over in the Boise area, but when I heard the opportunity to come to eastern Idaho, I thought I really love that area. Even though San Diego is a nice place, the people are much different down there, and I saw it as an opportunity to move back to Idaho, it's been just great. You know, I love the outdoors, and my wife and I go to Yellowstone and Grand Teton all the time, so the people in Idaho are just much different, and the fire service in Idaho is much different than California, so it just kind of drew me back here, and I'm glad I had the opportunity to do it.
What would you say is one of the biggest lessons that you've learned throughout your career, all these different positions that you've held throughout fire departments? What's the biggest lesson you've learned?
You know, I got into being a firefighter and a medical professional or an EMT paramedic to help people. And so one of the things in my profession that I knew is that it was a constant learning and training environment. Many professions, I think, you learn that and you're kind of done learning it. The fire service is constantly, so you have to have a passion for learning and training all the way up to the end. In fact, I've been going to training and still certified in all the positions, and I had to maintain that throughout my entire career, the learning never stopped. So, I have a passion for learning and training since I indicated, I'm a professor in one of the colleges, so it helped with me, but that's probably the biggest lessons learned is if you want to be a firefighter, you have to have a whole career of learning and training.
And right along that same vein, what kind of advice would you give to people who want to go into that profession?
Probably the biggest advice is that you have to have commitment. And what we look for, we just went through a hiring process, and we're about to hire 9 new firefighters here in Idaho Falls. And so I've done a lot of interviews, hundreds and hundreds of them over my career, interviewing candidates. And the commitment that is needed is there because when we hire somebody, we expect them to work for 25 to 30 years with us, and that is a big commitment. A lot of folks go to colleges now, and if you look at the statistics, they're learning different careers, and they may change their careers during their adult life. Firefighters don't do that. Once you become one, you typically stay in that profession your entire career. And so that's what we're looking for, someone who already knows they want to be a firefighter, paramedic, and that we're gonna invest a lot of money and time and training into them, and that we expect commitment from them.
And what does the future look like going forward for you now that you're turning this new page?
Well, my wife and I are going to take a little vacation for a while, but we're still going to be engaged in things. I'm still going to teach, fire science and probably teach a little bit more than I do now. So I'm not stepping out of everything. So we're looking forward to new opportunities and the next chapter in my life. So.
Wonderful. Sounds like it'll be refreshing.
Yeah.
This has been Fire Chief Dave Hanneman, who is the Fire Chief of the Idaho Falls Department. Thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you again for having me.